بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن شاء الله now we will have our marriage class, and we agreed last week that we'll start about the gates of happiness in marriage, bridges of love. Okay, actually I want you sister to know that the people whom they are happy in reality in this worldly life, they are not the people whom they have no problems. Okay, because there is no one who has no problem, okay? Because it is the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this worldly life is a test. What is the meaning of a test? A test full of hardships and trials, okay? This is the nature of the worldly life, alhamdulillah. But actually, the happy people, they are the people whom they learn to live with the things that are less than perfect, okay? There is no perfection. But how I can be happy? I can be happy when I am a realistic human being. What is the meaning of realistic? Realistic, I realize and I believe that there is no perfection. I am not perfect. My husband is not perfect. My mother is not perfect. My kids are not perfect. Events of life are not perfect. But I must be a balanced human being. I must keep my spirit in the best shape by accepting the realities which I am living in and trying, alhamdulillah, to accommodate with it. This is the basis or the basics for the bridges of love, which are the gates of happiness of marriage. Okay? Number one, the first gate of happiness of marriage is that you must realize, sister, that marriage is not a fun journey. Okay? It is not. I think you agree. Whoever might agree. Alhamdulillah. Okay, I will tell you now a story, okay, to prove to you that marriage is not a fun journey, and then inshallah we will learn the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, a person visited the matchmaker for marriage. And that person, he requested, "I am looking for a spouse. Please help me to find a suitable one." The matchmaker said, "What are your requirements, please?" He said, good looking, polite, sporty, knowledgeable, nice talking, willing to accompany me the whole day at home during my free hours. And she will be telling me interesting stories when I need a companion for conversation. I want her to be silent when I want to take rest. The matchmaker listened carefully and she replies, "I understand you need a television, not a spouse." Okay? Because this is not realistic. You know, he will put her off and he will make her on, okay, according to what he like. There is a saying that perfect match can only be found between a blind wife and a deaf husband. Okay, he will be deaf and she's blind. Okay, this is because the blind wife cannot see the faults of her husband, and the deaf husband can't hear the continuous complaint of the wife. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, in reality, sisters, most couples are blind and deaf regarding the dream of the perfect relationship at the first months of marriage. Okay, unfortunately, when the excitement of love wears off, they wake up and they discover that marriage is not a bed of roses. Okay, it is a totally different. The nightmare begins. Okay, in Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes, he taught the husbands the following hadith regarding their wives. This hadith is that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, "Not a belonging man should hate his believing wife. If he dislike a part of her conduct, he would surely like another." What is the meaning of this hadith? The meaning of this hadith is that if the husband wants to prove that he is a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so whenever he will feel that he dislikes a part of the conduct of his wife, okay, he must be actually try to look for another part which he likes. What is the meaning of this hadith, sister? Actually, the meaning of this hadith, sister, is that we need to be actually realistic and optimistic. What is the meaning of this? We need to remember that our spouse is a human being, not an angel. So don't expect perfection from them. as far away from the reality. The reality is that there must be a good part of her conduct which we need always to remember and appreciate. But there is also a part of her conduct or his conduct which you may hate, and we need to try to improve it kindly and smoothly. And maybe it is sometimes difficult to change. So be patient and just forget about it completely. If you can't change it, I will clarify to you this now, sister, with examples. And always keep in heart and mind the good part of her or his conduct. Now, sisters, I want to clarify to you a very important point. Marriage is highly appreciated in Islam. And in one of the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he clarified that marriage is half the religion. Okay, you must try to be married because, you know, in marriage, through the marriage, you can have a family, and this family, if it is a successful one, it will be actually the unit for a successful Islamic community. So in Islam, marriage is very important. The family is very important. The success of the family equals to the success of Islam. This is how Islam evaluates the family. And because of that, we must live our marriage as an act of worship. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have successful families for the sake of Allah. Because when we will have successful families, we will have successful kids, we will have successful Muslim community, we will have successful future. So all the Islam is based on the success of the family. When the family is successful, this means that the husband is successful in his work, the wife is successful in taking care of the kids, so there will be, inshallah, good Muslim kids, so the future is bright for Islam. This is why the family is extremely important in Islam. Keeping the family is very important in Islam, sisters. If you realize that marriage is not a fun journey, marriage is responsibility, sisters. You must, actually, I want to tell you one thing. Before I learn all of this in Islam, when I start to study Islam, you know, study not just to hear to some of the classes, you know, from the scholars, you know, these facts were never clear to my spirit. Alhamdulillah, when I study about the importance of the family in Islam in detail, the importance of the marriage, how marriage is highly appreciated, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward the wife whom her husband will die while he is pleased with her, with the paradise. How Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified that the Muslim wife whom she is praying the five prayers, only five prayers, no night prayer or any addition, and she's fasting only the month of Ramadan. If she has zakat, she's paying zakat. And she's paying her husband, obeying her husband, the angels will tell her, enter the paradise from any door you want to enter. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes for the wife that obeying the husband. And actually, again, sister, it is not obeying the husband, it is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because marriage is an act of worship. To have a successful marriage is equal to praying, is equal to fasting in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we Muslim wives have to evaluate marriage. Okay? Marriage is not for the sake of my husband, is not for my sake, is not for the sake of the kids. Marriage is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants the Muslim to have successful, happy families so that the future of the Islam will be the bright one. Okay? So, I, as a wife, I must realize this responsibility. When I handle my family problems or my relation with my husband, I have to tell to myself, Mona, this is a responsibility. This is the test. Actually, some wives, they reach Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said to him that our husbands are coming to Jum'ah prayer and they will have a lot of reward. They are coming five, if they are coming to pray in the masjid, they will have 25 times the reward. There are many doors for them to have a lot of reward. What about us? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to them, if you can have a good relation with your husband, obeying him, having a successful family, this is equal to all the deeds of the husbands. Your responsibility is in the masjid. Of this, the meaning of this, sister, is that I must use my mind. As a wife, I must use my mind. I must tell to myself, this company with my husband is not an easy one, is not a simple one, it is not fun, it is not, you know, for enjoying at all. Marriage is totally different. Marriage is the most difficult decision in our lives, especially for the wives. Because for the husband, he can divorce and he can marry again. More easy than the wife. For the wife, it is not easy for her to be divorced. This is one of the big psychological shock for the wife. This is number one. And to marry again, especially if she has kids, it will not be a very an easy experience for her or for her kids. Accordingly, I must know this actually limitations for me as a wife. The situation is not easy for me, okay? I have to try my best if I am married to keep the marriage for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then sisters, for my own sake, okay? To be realistic and to say the truth and to live the truth, this is something very beneficial for the spirit and for the decisions, okay? When I realize that life is full of trials, marriage is one of the trials of this worldly life. So I have to be ready. I have to be ready that there will be trials and there will be different point of view, and I will sacrifice and I will tolerate and I will, subhanAllah, accept issues which I don't like, but still I am the winner. I am the winner in this worldly life, and I am, inshaAllah, the winner of the paradise. Okay? So if you want to prove that you are a true believer in Allah, true believer that worldly life is hardships and trials, believe that marriage is not fun journey. Marriage is one of the trials of the worldly life. Be ready for this. But as a wife, I, inshallah, with the help of Allah and with my belief, I want to succeed in this trial, because this is very important for me. It has a lot of effects on my present time and on my future. So I have to take marriage very serious. This is, sisters, how we have to evaluate marriage. What is going on, you know, about the discussion of marriage, evaluation of marriage, love and, you know, compassion and affection. This is very good. Alhamdulillah, we want this to be there. But suppose there is no love. Suppose there is no affection. Suppose the husband or the wife, you know, at a time they are not interested to continue. What the other partner has to do? This is the reality of how, alhamdulillah, we can actually learn how to have the successful marriage. Successful marriage is not the very simple marriage that both of them love each other, both of them want to live the whole life together. This is not there. I want to clarify this to you. Okay, there is nothing on the earth that there is a couple whom from day one they love each other, from day one they want to sacrifice to each other, from day one they want to be one person, then it was their journey of marriage this the same. Never ever. If anyone will tell you this, she is a liar. And I am responsible for my word. Okay? Because the reality is that the worldly life is hardships and trials. So marriage must be having hardships and trials. Normal. You know, this is normal equation. Okay? During these hardships and trials, be sure that the love will decrease. And the affection will decrease. The interest maybe will be lost. Okay? Then other problems will show. Okay, and will be there. Okay, maybe the husband will be laid off, maybe the wife will be sick, maybe one of the kids will be getting drugs or whatever. Problems will be around. So we cannot, imagine that, look to this couple, mashallah, mashallah, they love each other now for 25 years. They don't fight. Never fight. Okay, and mashallah, 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 you are in a big dream. Okay, and I want you to believe me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting us in the test of the marriage. Marriage is a very big test. Okay, because for the wives, this is your whole life. My life, my life is my husband and my kids if I am staying at home, not working. So if life is hardships and trials, accordingly, my husband and my kids will be the source of the hardships and trials. Okay, or maybe I will be the one of the source for them. Okay, but hardships and trials are there. They must be there because this is the reality of the worldly life. So the question is, are we interested to leave marriage as an act of worship for the sake, number one, of the paradise, number two, for the sake of having a good worldly life or not? This question every wife must answer separate, okay, because this is her own decision. Okay, and again, sisters, I want to clarify to you one thing. When the human being is interested to do a job, he will do it, or she will do it. And when the human being is not interested to do the job, he will not do it. Whether the job is nice, difficult, whatever. The most important is the intention. If I have the intention to keep my life with my husband and I am convinced that this is for the sake of the paradise, for the sake of obeying Allah and for the sake of myself. For the sake of myself, yes, because I want to have the shelter, I want to have the name, I want to have someone to at least come in and out. I feel that I have the benefits which I need. Still, Mona, you have a lot of problems, yes, but I have the intention to continue. If you have the intention to continue, you will tolerate. But if you don't have the intention, and all the people are pushing you to tolerate, you will never tolerate. Because you will be all the time in the dream, why my marriage is not fun, why my marriage is not full of love, why my husband is not like the husband of all my friends. All my friends are having very good husbands except me. All my friends are having very happy life except me. Oh, you know, sister, this is totally wrong attitude. Yes, because we are human beings. Your husband is not good. You know, maybe your husband is nervous. But her husband is nice with all the neighbors. Okay? You know, like this, yes. And actually, it is something known. The man who is very nice with his wife, he is very nice with every woman. So you have to pay the price for this. If you are looking for him. Yes, he is very nice with you. Then when he will meet your neighbor, he will be also extremely nice with her. Then in his job, all the women are in love with him. Why? Because he is very nice human being. Yes, this is the reality. Okay, so you have to be realistic. You want him to be very nice and to give you love and affection. Be ready. Okay, because, yes, this is the reality. But when you have your husband, the kind of the husband, just I am clarifying to you what is the meaning that marriage is not a fun journey. Okay, if your husband is a tough person, maybe this is the best for you. Because if he is tough, not speaking, always sitting alone, not responding to any of your trials to have him to have fun, okay, maybe this is the best for you. Because you will discover that all the people in the work, they don't like to talk to him. Alhamdulillah. Everyone is avoiding him. All praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Yes, because the human being has one personality. Okay, so try to think it over. What is the best for you? Okay, to feel that everyone loves him or, alhamdulillah, everyone hates him. This is more better for, actually for me, I prefer situation number two. Alhamdulillah, it is very good for me. Yes, you have to be realistic. But you know, when you meet a wife and she will tell you, I am so unhappy, I am so upset, you tell her why. She will tell you, because my husband is nice with everyone outside and he is not nice with me. Because, you know, try to check how you are handling him. You know, this is a very common.
We just always have to tolerate.
No, your question, I will repeat it because when someone will listen, you feel that I am saying the wife has to tell. Yeah. Why the husband not to tolerate? Yes.
Right. Why
yes.
Do we always have to?
The wife.
We always have to be the one.
Yes.
To change or to accept.
Yes. Yes. I tell you why. Because number one, do you believe that marriage is an act of worship for the sake of Allah or not? This is up to you. If you want to live your life as an act of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you are a true believer, immediately, yes, I will tell you, I know what you want to say, okay? Immediately, I will be the one for my sake. I want to go to the paradise. Maybe my husband is not interested. This is none of my business. You know, in life, you must have your way of life. Your way of life may be different from your husband's way of life. Okay, I am not supposed to tell to my husband, I want you to leave marriage as an act of worship. He will tell me, I don't want you and I don't want marriage and I don't want anything. None of your business. Don't control me. You, Mona, want to leave marriage as an act of worship? Excellent. This is your decision. Okay? So, when I talk to you and I give you this lecture, this is on the basis that you want to live your marriage as an act of worship. You want to live marriage as an act of, alhamdulillah, and you want your husband to live marriage as an act of worship. Excellent. Okay? So, before marriage, you must take your time, maybe 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, maybe it will never happen. Okay? Until you find someone who wants to live marriage as an act of worship. Okay, this is number one. Okay, because you want him to live marriage as an act of worship. Okay, you cannot push any human being to choose to live marriage as an act of worship except
all women should have that in them.
No, now I will clarify to you. Okay, so you, now alhamdulillah, you want to live marriage as an act of worship and you are looking for someone who has the same belief so that inshallah marriage will be alhamdulillah a journey of love and affection. Okay, for this situation which you are looking for, from my experience in our time, this is extremely difficult. Why? I will answer you why. Because nowadays, okay, there are the plastic surgery operation. There is the internet and the chatting room. There is the Facebook. There is a lot of corruption. Okay? Women are around for no price to everyone. Okay? So for the man, with all this around, to live his life as an act of worship, it is more difficult than the woman. Okay? You can find a lot of Muslim women whom they are convinced to live life as an act of worship and marriage as an act of worship. But the percentage of the men and the husband is so little. Why? Because of the corruption around. He can have the best woman to love him on the Facebook and nothing. On the chatting room and nothing. And this corruption, 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 which we are living nowadays, okay, make the space for the good people so small. Why he will leave marriage as an act of worship? Why? For the sake of what? No, he doesn't want.
But the woman has all of that too.
No,
the woman has the chatting.
Yes, no, but I want to tell you one thing, okay? It is up to your, it is up to your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, you know, to be realistic, okay, always the man is under the impression, or the man is under the impression that I can try, but I will not lose anything. Okay, but for the woman, when she will try, okay, and number one, this is against all what I mentioned is against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, but I am talking to you in a realistic way. Okay, when someone will propose to you a man, and you discover that he has some relations on the Facebook, but he is handsome, and he has a good salary, and he is promising that he will be a very good man, everyone will tell you, accept him, give him a trial. But if a woman is known that she has relations on the Facebook, or chatting, or whatever, and she wants to start a new relation, everyone will tell to the man, don't marry her. Okay, this is what we are believing in. This is what we are living in. Okay, this is the reality. We accept the mistakes from the man, and we never accept it from the woman. A woman whom she's known that she's having relations out of marriage for the Muslim husband, even if he personally knows 10 women, he will never marry her. Okay, this is the mentality. Okay, I'm talking to you now, realistic. Okay, so why I will be playing all this game? Because this is the time of corruption. Okay, if it is the time for corruption, I have to take care of myself. Number one, I want to live marriage as an act of worship, even if I am the only woman on the earth. Because I believe in Allah. I know the truth. I don't care for the people. This is for me. Now, for my husband, I hope that he will be the same. Suppose he is not the same. I am supposed to tell him, no, you are not living marriage as an act of worship. I don't want to live with you. This means that I don't understand the reality of the worldly life. Worldly life is hardships and trials. So the living with the husband will be hardships and trials. I have to accept this. Okay, I can't escape marriage because he is not living marriage as an act of worship. No, with him, I will have a lot of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I will live my marriage as an act of worship, and as I clarified to you last week, I cook and clean, take care of the kids, I do everything in the best shape, then my husband will arrive at 8 o'clock and he will tell me, oh, why you are late for 5 minutes? Okay, and he didn't appreciate any of this, I will never be upset at all. Why? Because it is clear for me and I am convinced. This is sisters which I am trying to clarify in my classes. Everyone has to sit with herself, to talk with herself, to judge herself every day, every minute. In reality, I am a believer in Allah. In reality, there is paradise. In reality, Allah can help me in the difficult time. This must be clear in your spirit first. This is why the belief in oneness in law of Allah's lordship is the most important. When this fact will be clear for you, all praise to Allah. I want to live marriage as an act of worship, even if my husband is far away. None of my business. I am working with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. And again, there is a very important point. You will learn it by time. The true believer lives the worldly life as a farm for the hereafter. This farm, in this farm, I need a lot of good deeds. That husband, okay, who is not living marriage as an act of worship, will be the source of billions of good deeds for his wife, because he will be the source for her to learn patience, to learn to sacrifice. This is the life of the true believers. You think that the true believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creating the true believers to be in the paradise. Okay? The paradise is something which you never imagine, eternal. Okay? So everyone has to question herself in reality. Are you interested in the worldly life, or are you interested in obeying what Allah mentioned to us, the hereafter is more better and eternal. Okay? If you are looking for the hereafter, okay, you will live marriage as an act of worship with trials and hardship, but all the time you tell to say yourself, the paradise is more closer. All praise to Allah, I am the one tolerating. Why? Because I am the one getting more good deeds. All praise to Allah, I am the one sacrificing. Why? Because I will get more good deeds. Again, I want you to learn something. For the true believer to be in the paradise and to live a good worldly life, you must have special qualities. These qualities, you cannot have it except when you will be having very difficult tests in your life. The prophets were the one whom they were exposed to the most tough hardships. Why? So that they can be prophets. What is the meaning of a prophet? A prophet is someone calling people to Allah and they never obey, and they never give attention, and they give hard time. How that quality of a human being tolerate all of this? Because of the hardships which he was exposed to, so he becomes a special quality, so he can be a prophet. To be a true believer, you must have special qualities, so that inshallah, Allah will love you in this world, and then you will be in the paradise. These qualities, to have it, okay, to be patient, to love, to sacrifice, to forgive and to forget, and what I will mention to you all now, to live your life as an act of worship, okay, to have these qualities, you must be having trials in your life, okay, but without trials, you will never have any good quality as a true believer. Okay, when I come to the classes and I didn't find sisters, when it started with me 10 years ago, I was upset and I canceled the classes and I tell I will never. After 1 year, I start to be more patient. It is for the sake of Allah, forget. After 2 years, more patient. How I become so patient? Okay, because of the time which I tolerate, and forget, and forgive. I will tell you something to make you to love in the middle of the class. Once I was in Iowa City, and the snow was coming down. And I am a very poor driver in the snow, because I came to the States above 40. You know, I am not the one whom I was driving in the snow while I was 15 or 16. So the snow for me was, you know, the nightmare. But for the sake of Allah, once I tell to myself, still the snow, I have to go to the class. I drive it, I came for the sake of, this is life. This is how you have to be a true believer. None showed on that day. And I drive slowly crying home. And I didn't tell to them anything. Because I'm doing this for the sake of Allah. Gradually, I start to learn how to tolerate. Whenever I was telling to Sister Noura last week, the minute I park my car in any masjid, I tell to myself, none is inside, Mona. Be ready. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Okay? In spite of the fact, alhamdulillah, sisters are attending all the class, but I have to prepare myself. This is how the true believer has to handle life. The worst situation. Always be ready for the worst situation. When you will be ready for the worst situation and you accept it for the sake of Allah, with your marriage, with your kids, with your work, with everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you. Because Allah is there. You are passing the test. I passed the test, you know, with this sister. Alhamdulillah, when I come to Houston, I was more patient. Alhamdulillah, Allah helped me and make me to have the website. Alhamdulillah, the website is distributed all over the world. Alhamdulillah, Allah is rewarding me for every second you are patient, you are accepting the decree of Allah, you are obeying Allah, you are sacrificing and you are tolerating. Allah will reward you, be sure, in this life and in the hereafter. But be patient with the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And have the trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Sister, this is the most important. We are not alone in this life. The only power, the only will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of the believers. All praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Okay? So I want you sisters to leave this also in your marriage.
And don't mind our business in what he's doing.
Yes,
and he has to answer to Subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever he's doing.
Yes.
Even if it hurts us.
Yes.
To be patient with him.
Yes. And I want
and
to
ask Subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us.
Don't feel he is hurting you. Don't feel this feeling. Tell he is away from Allah. May Allah guide him. But no human being can hurt a true believer. Always have this feeling. Not my husband, not my kids, not the people around me. None can hurt me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting me. Because alhamdulillah, I am a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever the people wants to do, alhamdulillah, they never reach me. Allah will protect me because I am living my life for His sake. He will never allow anyone to hurt me. Don't be hurted from any human being. Inshallah, we will continue next week. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your fear to exceed, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.